Lolly made Gongi madder than heck. Gongi would go and get her switch, and Lolly would run away into the forest to hide and play. Of course, Thumbi would always follow gladly. Well, one day when this happened, Lolly ran out of the teepee and jumped onto her new pony, Loki, and headed straight for the great pine tree forest. Thumbi barked gladly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Thumbi's tail wagged so hard her whole backside wiggled. She almost jumped out of her fur when Gongi came out of the teepee hopping mad, flailing her switch in the air as she called for Lolly to come back.
Come back, Lolly! Come back here!
Thumbi was so scared, she took off in a flash after Lolly and Loki, trying to catch up with them. But this time she couldn't. So warily, she slinked back to Gongi's camp. But Lolly and Loki went deeper and deeper into the forest until they came to a waterfall. After Loki had a long drink, Lolly tethered him to a tree, which he didn't like very much. Then she threw off her buckskin dress and moccasins and jumped into the sparkling, icy water of the pool. While Lolly was enjoying splashing around and swimming under the waterfall, the birds were taunting Loki. Even the butterflies laughed in his ears as they fluttered by. Loki was only a pony, but he was also a very proud young stallion. He didn't like the birds and butterflies tormenting him like this. He didn't want to be tied up anymore. He wanted to chase butterflies and birds in the meadow nearby. So he began tugging on his tether. He pulled and pulled really hard, but he couldn't get free. Lolly could see what he was doing and started to swim in. But just then, the branch that Loki was tethered to broke, and he took off like lightning.